Hi, and welcome to Cracking the Habit Code, 21 Days to Keeping Your Resolutions. This is Christine Carter, and we are on day 3, which is about starting small and going slow. We're going to slow it down a little bit today, which isn't going to be fun for a lot of you overachievers out there. I know that some of you probably have already scaled back your resolutions in order to be successful, and that's great. I hope you did that as part of day 1. We're going to scale them back even more today. So for those of you who prefer a slower approach, you're in luck. This is going to make it much easier. But you know, as a reminder, it's so much better for us to make slow, steady progress than it is to have a really spectacular failure in a week or so. We're going to talk today about tiny habits or turtle steps, and I'm going to introduce you to a couple of my favorite people, or three of my favorite people who've really influenced me a lot. BJ Fogg, who has a great tiny habit program, and Martha Beck, who has really influenced me a lot with her turtle steps, and Annie Lamott, who wrote the book Bird by Bird. So these things will hopefully be an inspiration to you as well. So the first thing I'd like you to do today is to ditch your ambition. So if you feel humiliated or like you're just not doing well enough, if you're just taking little tiny, tiny steps rather than changing by leaps and bounds, I need you to disassociate yourself with that super ambitious person, because it's not going to be as successful for you usually. The odds will be against you when you try and make change in big, big steps. So remember, the turtle did beat the hare, and that we really need to build slowly. What we're going to do is start with some early wins, or some keystone habits. So what these are, keystone habits or early wins, are habits that really have the power to start a chain reaction by changing other habits around you. So keystone habits can start a process that over time can be really transformational. These early wins, or these little habits that we're going to focus on, hopefully they matter more than other habits. So it's interesting. Research does show that that keystone habits or early wins do matter more than some of the other habits that we can get into, in that when they start to shift, they dislodge or remake other routines in your life. And I really think that the key here is the initiating part of a routine, that behavior, which can be seen as a little tiny habit that you do when you're first starting something. So that could be the first 30 seconds of meditation, or the first 100 words you write when you sit down, or the first 10 steps on the treadmill, or the first bite of kale instead of buttery mashed potatoes, or the first dollar that you save. So it's that initiating behavior. Keystone habits aren't always initiating behavior, but for our purposes here today, I'd like you to think especially about those initiating behaviors as little tiny steps that might not be very fulfilling for you to take. You want to get out there and do the whole thing, run the whole race, instead of just taking one rather small step. But I want you to think of them as catalysts, as transformative in some way. So I'd like to introduce you to three people that I don't actually know personally, but that have been really influential and inspirational for me, and I hope they will be for you. The first person that we see up there is BJ Fogg. He is an experimental psychologist and the director of Stanford University's Pervasive Technology Lab. And he's got this great website, tinyhabits.com, where his goal is to help you practice getting in the he wants you to practice the skill of creating new habits. So his real belief is that you can get better at creating new habits. He writes, much like a pianist who practices scales or a chef who practices knife skills, people can practice the skills of creating habits. To be clear, I don't care what habits you create, but I do care that you learn the skills of creating new habits. As I see it, the real breakthrough is in having these skills, not in any single habit. There's a big difference. So in this program, we actually are talking about any single habit, right? We're talking about our resolutions. But BJ Fogg makes a really good point. It's a skill to be able to get into a habit. And we're practicing that together. You're learning that skill in this program. But BJ's program is really great too. If you want extra credit, you can practice what he calls tiny habits. So today I'm going to introduce you to what a tiny habit is as it relates to your resolution. And if you want to get really good at getting into new habits, I highly recommend his program. All right, the second person up here is Martha Beck. She's a master life coach. She's also a sociologist like me. And she's Oprah's life coach, I believe. She writes a wonderful column in O Magazine for Oprah. And I've read a lot of her books, and I have been really influenced by her. She has for years taught the use of the turtle step, which if you've been in any of my online classes before, you've been introduced to before, almost certainly in my habit tracker, which I've had up on my website for probably 5 years. It's a really cornerstone piece of my parenting practices. Anyway, it has her notion of turtle steps on there, that we just make change and create routine with our kids by taking those turtle steps. And then the last person up here is Anne Lamott. She's written a lot of wonderful books, but the one that has most influenced me was Bird by Bird. And that's how she, it's a metaphor that she uses to describe how she coached her son into being able to finish a report and how she approaches all of her writing projects. So what Bird by Bird means is that her son Sam had a school project in which he had to write about several different birds. And he was very overwhelmed and he procrastinated and he didn't do it and he would do a little bit of research and he was all over the place. And she, went to him and said, "Sam, you've just got to do it bird by bird, one bird per day. Just write about one bird per day." And so that has almost become a mantra for me whenever I'm starting to feel overwhelmed or like I'm not making enough progress. Just remember the difference between trying to do the entire report at once and going bird by bird. So this is how we're going to be successful with our resolutions this year. We're going to break them down into tiny habits like BJ Fogg does, or turtle steps like Martha Beck does, or we're going to go bird by bird as coached by Annie Lamott. So we're going to see our individual birds and our turtle steps or our tiny habits in our resolutions though. So just to be clear, if you do look at any of BJ Fogg's work, which is really worth doing actually, he's coaching you on doing anything. It doesn't have to be meaningful in any way. I want you to see the individual pieces of your resolution. So every routine that you've created can be seen as a series of thoughts and actions. These are your birds. So I want you to think about your resolution. And what piece of it can you do for 30 seconds or less? What is your first step? So think about those initiation kinds of things that I just listed a minute ago. If your resolution is to meditate, you could go sit on your meditation cushion. If it's to be more active or to have an exercise routine, you could just walk on the treadmill for 30 seconds. If you are hoping to keep a more extensive journal, your individual bird would just be writing in your journal for 30 seconds. If you're trying to take your relationship to the next level or to be more romantic, it would be just to send a romantic text. If you're trying to save, it might be putting your change in a jar. If you want to learn to floss, maybe it's just flossing for 10 seconds. If you have a resolution around eating more healthfully, maybe what you need to do is take 30 seconds to plan what you're going to eat for your next meal. Or if your resolution is to read more, maybe you just resolve to read one page of a book. So those are those little tiny steps. So they might seem small, but remember, initiation is half the battle here. So to BJ, a tiny habit is a behavior that you do once a day or more. So if you really don't want to do your resolution every day, pick something else to practice. Or, and I think that this is the better option, mentally rehearse on your off days. So maybe your resolution is to lift weights 3 times a week, and it would really not be good for you to do that 7 times a week. But when you get to your anchor, when you think about you create your anchor and your routine and your reward. What I want you to do on your off days is just mentally rehearse your tiny habits. So say your anchor for your weightlifting routine is that, after you finish your jog. So every day after you finish your jog, if or your walk or whatever it is that you're doing every day where your anchor is, I want you to then mentally rehearse lifting weights for 30 seconds and then actually continue to reward yourself. So the next criteria is that it takes you less than 30 seconds. And just remember you can expand this later. What we're trying to do is lay down the neural tracks. We're like digging a road. We're trying to create a pathway in our brain. And so we want to do something that's really easy so that we don't create resistance in our brain from doing that. So keep it really simple. Make sure it requires very, very little effort, that first 30 seconds. Because the easier the behavior is, the less it will depend on your own motivation. And so we're going to talk a lot more about motivation and rewards, but for right now, what we want is to create habits that don't depend on motivation or willpower, right? So this tiny habit is about practicing and not necessarily accomplishing your full resolution. So when I was trying to get into the habit of meditating more or regularly, I wanted it to be something that I didn't have to do. I was thinking about my tiny habit to start to get me towards that initiating behavior, that keystone habit that was going to be really easy. And I realized that it actually took a really big effort for me to just go sit on the meditation cushion. So I thought, okay, well, that'll be easy. That's so much easier than meditating 20, for 20 minutes, right? It seems like I've just made it so ridiculously easy that I should be able to do it. But what I didn't realize is that, what I was trying to do is get out of bed. And so that's a big effort to get out of bed, actually, when you're tired and it's warm in your bed. So what I did is I made my tiny habit to meditate in bed. So all I have to do, my alarm goes off, I actually do get up and stretch a little bit, and then I get back into bed because that's really t requires very little effort for me to get back into bed, and I do my meditation from there. So my tiny habit was just putting on the tape that I was listening to, different recorded meditations that I guess tape is the wrong word. That's kind of an old school word, right? It was the MP3 or whatever. I had it on my iPod. So I've just mentioned, we also need to make sure that our tiny habits are linked to our anchor or our cue or trigger. So go back to your day two worksheet if you've forgotten what your trigger is. And what I want you to do is get out your day three worksheet right now, and let's figure this thing out. You got a much shorter worksheet today than you have in pre on previous days. So the first thing is I want you to just write out what are some tiny habits or pieces of your resolution that you can do for 30 seconds or less. So let's try and figure out something that you can do once a day or more often than that if you want to, or you can at least rehearse it mentally once a day. It's going to take less than 30 seconds. It's going to require very, very little effort. And now what I want you to do is rewrite the tiny habit that you think that you're going to practice first along with your anchor or your cue. So the way it's written on your worksheet, after I do X, I will do Y, my tiny habit. So after I go to the bathroom, I will get back in bed, cue up my meditation for the day and meditate for 20 seconds, 10 seconds. That's my tiny habit. So here are some ones. Most of these I got from BJ Fogg, but here's a way to link it back to your anchor. So after I do the breakfast dishes, I'll take a vitamin. That would be a very tiny habit, right? After I pour my morning coffee, I will write something romantic on a post-it for my wife. After I start the dishwasher, I'll read one sentence from a book. After I walk in my door from work, I will get out my workout clothes. After I sit down on the train, I will open my sketchbook. After I hear the kids start to bicker or whine, I will exhale and relax for 2 seconds. After I put my head on the pillow, I will think of one good thing from my day. After I arrive home, I will hang up my keys by the door. So that's what we mean by linking something to your anchor, your cue, or your trigger, just like we talked about yesterday. But now I want you to do it for your tiny habit or your turtle step. And then the last thing we want to do is make sure that you've got that reward that comes and is appropriate to your tiny habit. So it could be the same reward that you have already chosen. If you chose rewards for yourself that aren't immediate for your tiny habit, you need a way to celebrate your success during or within 1 second after completing your tiny habit. So this is I think of this as the sing a little song, do a little dance type of reward. So it could be a physical action, that you just pump your fist in the air, you kind of say, yay me, to yourself. You could say it out loud. You actually literally can sing a little song if there's something that makes you feel victorious, or do a little victory dance. So I want this today for you to be really mindful about making your tiny habit really easy for yourself. So what can you do to set yourself up for success with this little tiny, hopefully keystone habit? So if you are trying to get in the habit of practicing an instrument every day, can you put that instrument somewhere right where you'll run into it after your anchoring action happens? So maybe you decide you're going to practice the guitar after you brush your teeth in the morning. I don't know if that makes sense, but say that's what it is. Your anchor is you're going to finish brushing your teeth and you're going to go directly to practice your guitar. Can you put your guitar in the bathroom? Somewhere or anywhere that it's easy to reach. If you're trying to get in a jogging habit, I want you to get out your running clothes and put them where you're literally going to trip over them after you practice your anchor or whatever happens for your anchor. Maybe you're just trying to take a vitamin. That's your tiny habit. I want you to put those vitamins right near the tea kettle. BJ Fogg writes in his instructions, if you do his program, he writes, arrange the world around you to make your new habit easy to do. And he says that several times. Okay, so the next thing that we can do, even if we are going to do our tiny habit every single day, is to mentally rehearse it a few times. So think of yourself putting the water on for the tea and then reaching for the vitamin and taking the vitamin. So that you can actually start to create that neural pathway in your brain that starts to program that habit center of your brain without having even done anything, just through mental rehearsal. So you're kind of greasing the wheel, so to speak. I want you to try and do this tiny habit without post-its or alarms or other external reminders if you can. So if you just can't do it without some sort of reminder, that's fine. Do it for a few days with a reminder, but the real goal is to get away from that, is to have it be internal, because it's not, if something external is reminding you, it's not getting laid down in that pathway to, you're not programming your brain to remind itself as strongly as you can. And then the last thing is that just do not forget the positive emotions, the reward that can come from doing your habit. Because the better you feel after you do your little tiny habit or take your turtle step, the sooner you'll be able to do that turtle step without thinking at all. So if If you need more suggestions for ways to celebrate or immediate rewards for yourself, on the worksheet, I put a link to BJ Fogg's list of 10 great ways to celebrate your success. So have a great day, and I look forward to talking to you tomorrow.